Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, it's finally Memorial Day, and despite the strange weather, maybe it'll be sunny enough to get out and plant this weekend. Anything you recommend that we start with?
Well, Brent, you know, this has been a really interesting spring with cool nights and windy days, and, you know, I never would have guessed that we would have had snow on May 20th. And not just snow, I mean, I've seen snow in late May before, but I haven't seen freezing night temperatures. Hopefully, it's not going to be that much longer before we get reliable heat during the day and the night. And then we can all really start growing, and who knows, maybe I'll still have early tomatoes. Speaking of tomatoes, you know, we sell about 30 different types of tomatoes, and a lot of them that's really gaining in popularity are the heirloom varieties. They haven't been hybridized. They do cross-pollinate with each other, but if you want, you can save the seed from year to year, and you'll end up with the same tomato. Usually, that is. Now, every once in a while, if you plant two heirlooms side by side, there is the potential that those two tomatoes could cross, but you'd still get a good tomato if you cross two other good tomatoes. We've got all sizes of tomatoes from the beefsteak size right down to the little bite-sized cherry tomatoes. Now, we also grow the New Mexico varieties of chili. That seed is kind of hard to get. We have to buy it from farmers down in Las Cruces, but we are growing Arnaki, Big Jim, Sandia. Now, we're also growing one this year called Santa Maria, and that's a variety that was hybridized by a friend of mine. He crossed some of the southern New Mexico varieties with the variety that they've been producing up in Pueblo, Colorado. And so I can't wait to grow some of those in my yard because I think they're really going to be super.
Now, we just might have to try some green chili again in our garden. What else are you growing in the greenhouses?
Our seed racks are full of fresh seed, and they're all non-GMO, and a lot of those are open-pollinated, too. And, you know, our greenhouses are not just full of vegetables, but they're full of flowers, too, like petunias and geraniums and marigolds and zinnias, and, gosh, the list just goes on and on. So even though we've sold a lot of plants, we've got a lot more plants coming on, and we're shipping in plants as fast as we can. So if you have to, replace the plants that you lost a few nights ago in the freeze. So sorry about that.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino Larry and our soil yard. You know, we've got lots of compost that we've been making out of the green waste and food waste from here in Santa Fe, and we've got our own recipes of garden mix that contain compost and mulch and topsoil, just perfect to get your garden going.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.
The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.